Good evening, folks. You're listening to the Justino Reads podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in, and enjoy the show. White Van. I had this crazy, vivid dream in seventh grade. I dreamt that there was a white van parked outside my house. A man got out, walked to my house, broke in, went to my brother's room, and killed him. I woke up, freaked out. It was 3 a.m. I couldn't sleep. So I went into the kitchen and turned the light on. A few seconds later, the headlights on a white cargo van outside flipped on and it sped away. No features. Saw a dude with no face driving a car. No features at all. It was just blank. I did more than just glance at him. I was staring. Just smooth skin and a man's haircut. I've never told anyone because it's so ridiculous sounding, and I don't think people would believe me. Human spawn point. This just happened quite recently. I was leaving the train station and approached an area that was being remodeled. It was a huge construction site. I got a bit lost in the area, and my Google Maps was telling me that I should go through this one path, but I couldn't, since the whole area was basically off-limits and I should take a detour. This was some busy underpass with people going to the platforms, and there was one big temporary plywood wall with big signs of under construction, unauthorized access forbidden, no entry. This part got weird. That plywood wall had a plywood door, and people were entering and exiting it like a normal busy door. Completely normal looking people that looked like they don't belong in a construction area. Even some old woman entered it. So then I thought that the map is working fine, so I decided to go through the door. And it got even weirder. On the other side, it was just a huge empty area, completely under construction. An area of sand, piles of gravel, some pillars, and construction in the distance. The edge of the underpass was completely unfinished. I was really confused since I wasn't far behind the last person who went through the door. And I had no idea where the guy went. There was no path. It didn't seem to look like there was some path where the people would have gone. Nothing. There was a big gravel road in front of me going a bit to the side, and the map was telling me to follow some similar path, so I thought maybe I should check it out a bit. Except, nope. A big caterpillar tractor sped up along that road, and I wasn't planning to walk near that. I saw the guy in the tractor looking at me confused. So the next thing I thought was to go back, since I shouldn't even be here in the first place. I opened the door and a few people walking away into the platform looked at me weirdly, like I did when I saw people entering the door. No one entered after I went through, nor when I came out. So after that, I just had to take the detour, since I was in a hurry anyway, and forgot about it for the rest of the day, until now. Call me. One evening, I was getting out of a Rotterdam subway when I spotted an old friend who I hadn't seen in a few years heading into the subway too. I call out his name. He turns, waves, and makes the call me gesture. The doors closed and the subway rode off. 30 seconds later, my phone rang. It was my friend, who told me he'd just seen me as he got on the train heading home from the bar. Apparently, I had grinned, waved, and gestured, "Call me." Then the door shut and the train drove off. I lived in Rotterdam. He lived in Enschede. That's just over 200 kilometers apart, or 125 miles. How can this be? Just stopping for gas. I was driving through Texas on my way to visit relatives. It's dead of night on a turn-lane highway in the middle of nowhere. I haven't passed a gas station in a while, and my tank was getting low, so I decided to fill up at the next available station. After a while, I roll into a small town. There's a lit-up diner on the right and a local gas station on the left. All the lights are on and cars filling up, so I figure this place is open. It seems to be exceptionally busy for this time of night, but I really need gas, so I decide to wait in line to fill up. There's only 2 cars ahead of me, so it shouldn't take long. At this point, my sister wakes up in the back seat. "What's taking so long? It's been like 10 minutes and not one car has moved." Then, all of a sudden, my sister blurts out, "None of the people are moving." Sure enough, the people waiting in the cars, the people filling up, the cashier, and the people in the convenience store, none had moved since they pulled up to the station. My heart is racing at this point, but I pull up to get a closer look. Sure enough, every single person at this gas station is a mannequin. So, basically, we peeled out of there and never looked back. I wish I had taken pictures, because I would have loved for you guys to have seen this. Hey everyone, this has been Justinio. Thank you for tuning in to the Justinio Reads podcast. If you enjoyed, be sure to tune in for the next episode, and have a great night.